off, breaking off, here comes the regulator.
Hot one, hot two, hot three, hot. DJ Hollywood is live and uncut. Break North, rap radio takes hold. Game on, motherfuckers, little kids take notes. Slam down the vinyl on real turntables. Pam flip the style with skills known to be fatal. H-U-L-L-E.
A smooth operator operating correctly.
DJ Hollywood is live and uncut. Break North, rap radio. Slam down the vinyl on real turntables.
So boogers back off, break North, here comes the regulator.
DJ Hollywood is live and uncut. Break North, rap radio. Slam down the vinyl on real turntables.
So boogers back off, break North, here comes the regulator.
Break North radio. Coming at you live.
Broadcasting out of London, Ontario, Canada. It's time to break North. Broadcasting on Rap Station. We're powered by Chuck D. I'm DJ Hollywood, and this is Break North Radio. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. Tonight we have a brand new episode, number 338. We'll get into some new music. We'll get into some classics as well. Make sure you give Break North Radio a follow if you're on Instagram. You can find our full broadcast schedule of where we are throughout the week, not only on Rap Station, but also Radio Western, CKUW, and SVP Radio. If you missed an episode, if you want to replay an episode, they're located over on Mixcloud. And if you're an artist or a producer and you want to have your music played on Break North Radio, hit me up through email at breaknorthradio1973@gmail.com. And we'll see what we can do to get your music on the air. This past week, the hip-hop community lost female MC Boss out of Detroit, Michigan. She passed away on March the 11th at the age of 54. She'd been battling an illness for well over a decade. Boss was the second female signed overall to Def Jam Recordings, the first signed to their label Def Jam West, where she released one album, Born Gangsters. We'll get into more about Boss a little bit later. We'll get into music of hers throughout the night as well. Once again, I'm DJ Hollywood. This is Break North Radio. We're going to shout out DJ Rez. We're going to shout out Crucial. We're going to shout out DJ Cynic 57. We'll shout out DJ M-Rock. We'll shout out C-Doc and, of course, Flatline and Chuck D from Public Enemy over at Rap Station. We're going to get into some Boss. We're going to get into some other female MCs as well. But first, March the 19th. The first day of spring. Let's get into some Biz Markie. Break North Radio. Break North Radio. Break North Radio. Break North Radio.
Break North Radio. Come on, baby.
Yo, this sound alright, though. Yo, me and Cool V. This gonna be our new single. And when you hear the story, you say it's alright, though. Yo, Cool V, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue and then I'm ready to go in.
Don't you like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it start getting warm? The trees and the grass start looking fresh and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, vibe be booming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be, and the guys be dookie-dookie, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with a grin, cause when I little used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Cause back then, it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits, and your plaid suit jackets is there with a shit. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house pat for no reason, just because you thought your man was skeezing for a couple of days, looked gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone rang, he begged for your forgiveness, and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right. And if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. Tell the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Mean it diabolical, be obsessed, and go out for something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Bitch.
break no three. The Sounds of Boss with their track Explanation of a Mad Bitch off the soundtrack to Zebrahead. We're going to keep it going with the female MCs for the first segment tonight. Let's get into some Roxanne Shanté. Break North Radio.
Save all the drama, cause here comes the big mama. Any bitch who rips shiny Obama, cause y'all weak ass hoes got me set up. So hookers, get your gloves and yo, let's go head up. Wall to wall, y'all all a four. I don't store, cause in this brawl, it's when it takes all. A title bout for all the clout. Any hooker try to step to this, it's lights out. One hit, your head split, throat slit. Think you missed it, but I started this shit. At 14 years old, I was going gold. While I was on tour, you was touring the whole show. Sucking dicks and turning tricks to get a quick fix while I was putting dope hits in the mix. Ripping shows with Kane and Bismarcky. Fucking up Roxanne and taking out Sparky. Niggas came in flocks from blocks and blocks to watch the rocks knock bitches out the box. And every place I played, I headlined. Strictly big names on the top in red. Mine, the Q-U-E-E-N, queen of MC'ing. Whenever I flow, it's poetry in motion. So you can save all the drama and get the fuck out the way. Here comes the big mama.
Mama.
Get out with the frizzle, bam, bam, I slam, fat ass beats with the fat ass slam.
shoot the shit with the girl making hits, turning up your nose. But I heard you can suck a golf ball through a water hose. But don't ask me, I tried to be nice. Trick, I even spoke twice. But you didn't say nothing, Miss Angel. Girl, I know you're frontin'. Why must you be like that with your flat ass along with your flat chest? Got your back tied to a mattress, undercover hoe. But you're a good actress, yeah. To the girl in pink, the one that thinks her shit don't stink.
The sounds of Yo-Yo. Let's get into some Nikki D, the first female signed to Def Jam Recordings. Break North Radio.
Nikki, pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Nikki, baby, how are you?
Damn, didn't I tell you not to call me here no more? Now I'm gonna have to drop some shit on you.
Yo, baby, who's that on the phone?
I don't know, some old bitch-ass nigga.
How you know?
Yo, baby, this is how I figure. I was doing a show performing My Love Is Raw, and out of 10,000 tricks, he was the flies I saw. Raw meat. Took him to the tell and whipped his pussy on that ass while he was working up a sweat inside. I just laughed. Smacked him on that ass and said it's time to go. I didn't diss him, dismiss him, he just missed the point. So 3 days later, I was reading fan mail. Opened up one and said, bitch, I can't tell you enough of the stuff. I have to say, no way, I'm gonna let you get away with this shit today. Don't you understand? I don't care about a man. True enough, I did him, he was fiending. Damn.
You need to learn how to share. Cause your man is a man, understand. You need to learn how to share. Cause your man is a man. You need to learn how to share.
What?
Cause your man is a man. You need to learn how to share. Cause your man is a man.
I'm the type of bitch to throw my ass in your man's face. Tell him that I love him, do him good, get my number changed. If he's just a son, I put it blunt, I don't want him no more. I did him, he came, he remains my sex toy. You're probably saying, oh, that tramp is lower than dirt. Fuck it, if I get abducted, then you know the truth hurts. Ain't no shame in my game, what I want, I get. See, Nikki D's a tight bitch, all my love is legit. I might abuse him and use him, so I quit him like I need him. And if he gets hungry,
all right, audio check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, y'all, so we're live and direct on the radio. This is Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW. We're live and direct in Peg City, Winnipeg, a.k.a. 204, a.k.a. 431. And I hope you guys are having a good night tonight. Hope you're staying warm out there. Starting a little bit late tonight. Just came from the Winnipeg Jets hockey game, actually, with my main man, Pablo, who's up in the spot. Cold lamp, and you know what I'm saying? And guess what? The Jets won 5-0 against the Minnesota Wild. So there's something like 22-9 or something like that right about now. So they're doing their thing. And yeah, big shouts to the Winnipeg Jets, man. So yeah, there's been some really dope hip hop that's come out the last little while. One particular album that just dropped about a week ago, the new Snoop Dogg album produced by Dr. Dre. And this one I kind of have mixed emotions about. I was expecting a better quality effort between these two guys, especially it was 2 years in the making. But nonetheless, the album did have some gems on there. And one of the songs I was really feeling is this song called Thank You. Because, you know, Snoop basically says in the song he wants to thank himself, you know, for being himself and doing the things he's done and contributing to hip-hop the way he has over the years, over the last three decades. So we're going to get into that. And then the lines are open, guys. If you want to call in, 204-774-6877. That's the number. You can call in, maybe make a request, give a shout-out, whatever you want to do. And as you know, we keep it real with this hip-hop, man. We throw you guys, some throwback joints, sprinkling some new ones here and there. And we're almost done 2024. It's almost 2025. I can't believe it, man. Just think of those cats that got locked up when the new millennium kicked in. They're going to be getting out if they serve a life sentence. So it is what it is. So let's do it. This is Missionary. Snoop Dogg, thank you. On Red Box Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW on your dial. So hope you guys enjoy this one if you guys haven't heard it yet. Yeah.
Hey, Snoop, you ready?
Hey, Doc, I've been ready.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Please excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Please excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Times are changing. Young niggas is dangerous. Rich and shameless. Do anything to be famous. If you're talking about this clipping, then you speak in my language. That's how you feel waking up with the world up under you. I'm rolling blunts, fucked up, it's so comfortable. I'm revving up my revenue. I'm unavailable somewhere in Malibu. Somehow I made it off the avenue.
Once upon a time, the dog went through it all. Withdrawals and breaking laws. The streets under my paws.
In the field, ducking sales, close calls. We big whales, got fish scales that snowfall.
Shit, I like to thank me. And if we talking about the West, nigga, thank me. Walk of Fame made a name, better thank me. Ain't nothing new, this is what I'm born to do. I just wanna say
thank you for letting me be myself again.
Please excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Please excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Now you gon' fuck around and find out. I think you niggas need to take a time out. Might have to leave a dose of me on the upholstery. High level potency, better than dope for me. Yeah, you fucking with a winner, winner. Shit, it's been a minute since we went up. Now with 6 billion ways to get it, choose one. Snoop Dogg, look how I did it, hell of a run. Income, tick, tick, bomb, remain calm. Dropping napalm, I'm in here with both guns.
How I made mine, click, click, boom, it's showtime.
Nigga, these days I'm throwing money like game time. Look, now I ain't felt this gangster in a minute. All on your television, cleaning out my image. When shit get heavy, you know a nigga push the limits. Locking up on every corner, I'm just here at Mona.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Please excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Please excuse me while I kiss the sky.
All right, all right. So that's Snoop Dogg, Thank You, produced by Dr. Dre. They linked up. This was supposed to be the sequel to Doggy Style that came out in 1993. And basically, Snoop, he made the announcement on the Stephen A. Smith Show like around August of 2022, 2 years ago. He said him and Dr. Dre, they're working on a new project. And then they started giving release months, and then it never dropped. And then finally, Snoop said, okay, December 13th, the album is dropping. So, they made the announcement, I guess it was sometime in October, and then November 1st, I remember specifically, that's when the first single came out, which was Glorious, and then they put the album up on pre-sale on the Interscope website and other various outlets as well, and so it was up for pre-sale for about a month and a half. Apparently it only sold, they said, 36,000 units in the first week, which was very low for that for their caliber of artists. But I mean, to be honest, you know, the consumer of hip hop music age demographic is under the age of 25, so you know that demographic's not going to want to hear Snoop and Dre, to be honest, so or want to support them because that's not their generation, you know what I mean? So, but it is what it is. So another legendary artist from the West Coast, since we're on the West Coast, is Mr. O'Shea Jackson, a.k.a. Ice Cube. And he put out a new project called Man Down, which came out about a month ago. And it's another one I was kind of like, eh, it's all right. It's not the greatest. But he did have one banger on there called It's My Ego, which my man Pablo said he enjoyed. What do you think about that one? You're just feeling that one, eh? It bumps in the whip. Yeah. So we're going to get into that right now. It's My Ego, Mr. Ice Cube, who's like 55, 56-year-old. It's interesting. We're in an interesting era because we're hearing 50-year-old rappers turning into 60-year-old rappers. So there's no age limit on the on this rap hip-hop game, you know what I mean? So next year, Premier Nas is supposed to drop an album in 25. Big Shug, Premier is supposed to drop an album in 2025. So these icons from back in the day, they're getting out there and they're putting in work, you know what I mean? Which is nice to see because, you know, there's no reason they should stop making music. DMX. Yeah, that's right. All those legendary artists. So we're going to get into It's My Ego, Mr. Ice Cube on Redbox Radio. Let's do it. Hope you guys enjoy this one. And hope you guys having a good Saturday night and you're staying nice and cool. Let's do it.
Where the love go? It's a struggle. Is this happiness? Nigga, fuck no. But I'm slapping this in your mouth, though. With a heave-ho, you a deep throat. West Coast, bitch, is the dosage. I can't overdose on no whole shit. A minister, this pimp shit. I've been a minister since an infant. I was Kendrick before Kendrick. Rock and roll Hall of Famer like Jimi Hendrix. So you can vomit on that bullshit, or you can choke on your own spit. When your boy's in the pulpit, try to rob my church, I'ma rob you first. I'ma do the funeral and drive your hearse. I'ma hug your mama before I steal her purse. I'ma hunt your bitch cause I'm the curse. Check my verse in reverse. He's spazzing out, go get the nurse. She passing out from vast amounts of ass to mouth. I'm cashing out, bitch. They know it's my ego. This is cuz and happiness. So tell Al Green to pass the grits. A bag of bitch, I got a bag of tricks. Looks like you got hit with a bag of dicks. This right here is the master mix of Bloods and Crips, so don't resist. Or smack your ass like Will did Chris. Give a demonstration in front of the nation. Smack. I ain't playing. If I had to leave your motherfucking ass right where you land, smack. Leave me alone. You might live longer if you mind your own. Watch your tone. I'm too damn grown for this shit. Sticks and stones, well, I'ma pick the stick and crack your ass. You need a maxi pad to stop that blood coming out to gash, punk. They know it's my ego. Everybody say drop the attitude, but y'all shouldn't worry about what daddy do. Y'all should worry about what kids do. I'm a cold motherfucker, get out my igloo. The CEO with an EGO can pick any flow, any miney mo. And body you bitches, make y'all religious. I'm here to fight reptiles and lizards. Motherfucker is the grand wizard. I take they shit, wipe my ass, then I flip it. I break they shit like when your cousins come visit. And then I tell them, fuck your analytics. I don't pivot, I give it to you vivid. If you's a bigot, you probably won't dig it. If you's a hoe, you probably get triggered like one of these internet bitches. They know it's my ego. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Ice Cube, O'Shea Jackson from South Central Los Angeles. That was It's My Ego from his brand new album that dropped like a month or two ago called Man Down. And I want to give you guys some older Ice Cube, man. It's one of my favorite albums he put out in 1992 called The Predator. And this was the lead single off that album. It's called Wicked, man. This is the Ice Cube that I like to hear. So this one's a banger, man. Make sure you guys turn it up. Yeah.
Now this one dedicated to the man them call MacGyver. And no 007 James Bond spy man inside the area. Maximum amount of respect to the man them call Ice Cube. And no bus, no deuce, deuce, no trade, 8 months, 4-4.
Wicked. Wicked.
Yes, yes, yes. So that was Ice Cube, O'Shea Jackson from 1992's Predator album. So I was just telling my buddy, man, Ice Cube had a run in the 90s, man, because you have to understand, okay, he was 87, 88, he was doing NWA. In 89, NWA was on tour, and then they never got paid. They never got any money for their shows. And then Ice Cube questioned the management, and the management said, well, I'll give you this check. But to get this check, you have to sign this contract. And Ice Cube, well, I deserve this check. I wrote all these songs. And then the manager was like, well, we did everything in the music business with no contract. You guys just started recording. We put the music out. So that's why before you record and do any type of music, you got to make sure you get the paperwork and the legal stuff out of the way. So that way the record company can't come back and say, we don't owe you anything. Right? But they were young. They were like 20, 21, 22. They didn't know anything about that. They were just having fun. They didn't think it would be as big as it got, and it got really big. So he didn't want to sign the contract because the contract was shady, and it was he didn't have any control over his publishing, so he wasn't going to make any money after the fact, after the sales go in. So he quit NWA, went to the East Coast, went to New York, hooked up with the Bomb Squad, who's the production team for Public Enemy, and they produced his first album. And then he did an album in 90, 91, 92, 93, and that whole run kind of established his career, and he became a four. And then he got into doing the Friday movie and then everything after that. But anyways, Ice Cube was mentioning I'll slam you dunk you like Shaquille O'Neal. So I thought we'd get into a Shaquille O'Neal joint. Now, Shaquille O'Neal, he was a rookie in the NBA in 92, 93. He did a rap album in 93, hooked up with a lot of hot producers like Eric Sermon and some of the guys from Fushnikins and others. And he dropped an album, his debut album called Shaq Diesel, which is the only rap album by a professional athlete to go platinum. It sold over a million copies. So Shaq holds that honor. You know, Kobe even did a rap album. Allen Iverson did a rap album. It's interesting. Yeah, a lot of athletes, but they never sold as much as Shaq did because Shaq was the first round draft pick. He had all the hype behind him in 92 when he came in the league. So we're going to get into a joint off the album called I Know I Got Skills featuring Def Jeff. And, yeah, this one's a dope one. Check it out.
Yo, Jeff, won't you give me a Hooper beat or something that I can go to the park to? Yeah, there you go. All right. I like that. Yeah, sound dope.
You want to fight? Come fight me. I hit you with the wild. See, I get dirty at the dark. I treat you like Spielberg. You get your ass kicked in the park. You don't believe me. The proof is in the pudding. Been a boy in the hood way before Cuba Gooding. I'm Fifth Street with the mad Paul style freeze. Music, please. I dribble around like basketballums. People call me ET.
What's that tech, man?
Extra tallums. You're better than Shaq Tech, fool. Shut up, liar. I lean on a Statue of Liberty when I get tired. Then I punch her in the stomach, I don't give a heck.
Hey, yo, why you pull the hooker like that?
Yo, she breathes on my neck. People walk around like, yo, they get charged. But I'm big like a gorilla, 6'7", at the lawn. I kick rhymes like New Duck Kwong do. I smoke the mic like Cheech and Chong do. You don't like Shaq, frankly, I don't give a damn. I know I got skills, man, I know I got skills, man.
Look who's back, now the prize from a cracker jack. Look at that, it's Def Jeff with the Shaq attack. Texting, I'll be cracking your back with the boom, boom, rap. Pass that mic over here and you ain't gonna want it back. Everybody say I got fat, yep, and so did my wallet. Still ripping rhymes and dropping bombs like Ali Muhammad. Do yourself a solid, don't flex, you go sex. You know the time, get the hi-hat, the Rolex. The way I see if I was back like you, I'd be mad at me. The way I hold it down, you swear my name was gravity. Def Jeff with the one, Def Jeff, don't front, you know how the name is spelled. I'm making it vital with Jack and your break yourself. Attack the track like Shaq on a whack board. Come up with the hits and I'm coming down with the backboard. Don't fake the funk, just make the sound sump from the trunk. The reason your tech ain't in the deck is your hits don't bump. So get back, ain't no haps, kid, you ain't holding nothing. Keep sticking around, you get beat down like you stole something. Sleep on me in the Shaq and jump your own head. Cause I know I got skills, man.
Yeah, y'all know nothing about this. The Shaq man in the arsenal. What's up like that? Double XL and a 9-0's, kid. Skills to make mills. Big up, baby unit, Funky Town Pros. Upgrade and get your large. So check this out, Shaq man. We gon' let this beat play right about here. And let the brothers and sisters.
No, let me continue. I'ma be like P-Rock. Let's see what's next on the menu. Mike Checker, the rim and ride wrecker. Rocks from here to Mecca. Boom, shaka, lacka, lacka. I got a hand that'll rock your cradle. Cream you like cheese, spread you on my bagel. My Ford Explorer booming with the clunk of funk.
All you jealous punks can't stop my dunks. The brand new like heavy, built like Chevy and Paula. Yo, Shaq's a smooth baller.
Yeah, but what about rhyme?
I could hold my own. Knick knack, Shaq attack, give a dog a bone. Rhyming is like hooping, I'm already a legend. Back in the days in the food stamp section, used to kick rhymes like baby, baby, baby. Every once, every twice, three times a lady is what I listen to, riding with my moms. How you like me now? I drop bombs. When you see me, please dap my hands. I know I got skills, man, I know I got skills, man. Like to give a shout out to my boy Uzi, Def Jeff, Little Swanny, Meech, Ron Mack, and my other cousin Ron. This is another rock shot from the awesome. And you know what? Booty rappers, stay booty. And we out. Psych.
All right, all right. So that was the big man, Shaq Diesel, man. Standing at 7'3", almost 300 pounds, man. One of the greatest centers of all time. So that was his rap career. Yeah, man. So he dropped an album in 93, 94, and then what else was it here? 93, 94, 96, and then 98. And then after that, he stopped doing albums because Phil Jackson's like, you got to focus on being a star if you want to be MVP and want to win championships. And a year and a half later, and he was MVP. I think he was MVP in 2000, and then they won the championship. And then, yeah, they won a three-peat. They almost four-peated, I remember. Yeah, in 2000. I think that's the year Detroit won it, I think, because they won 2001, 2, and then 2003. I think, yeah, that's when Detroit beat him, I think. And they won it with Chauncey Billups. Remember that? Chauncey Billups was on that team. And Tayshaun Prince was on that team. Wallace. The tall, and Rasheed Wallace. Yeah, and Ben Wallace. Was it a Ben Wallace in 2? I think it was Ben Wallace, the guy with the big hair, eh? Yeah. Jeez, that was a good team, man. And, yeah, so we're going to keep things here on the West Coast vibe. So we're going to get into some Ski-Lo, which apparently he was like 5'3", 5'4" in real life. He was really short. And he had a song called I Wish off his debut album. Came out in 95, I remember this one specifically. Used to see this one on Much Music all the time. So, all right, let's do it. Ski-Lo, I Wish. Redbox Radio, yeah. 95.9 FM, CKUW style.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 father. I wish I was like 6'9", so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and a hood type, but really though, I'm Figaro. When in my car, I can't even get a hello.
Well, so many people want to cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles. And these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit with a hat with a bat. 6 foot four. I wish I was a little bit taller.
I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I
wish I was a little bit taller.
I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller,
y'all. I wish I was a baller.
I
wish I was a little bit taller.
I
wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot baller.
All right, so that was, Skilo, I Wish, taking it back to 1995. That was the vibe in 95, man. The West Coast, California was really popping. Long Beach, Los Angeles, Compton, you know what I'm saying? That era was a lot of artists just pumping out music in that era. So, of course, it's not like that now. Everything is down south, Atlanta and everything, so... Scott embraced the old school. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it might come around. You never know. But, yeah, staying on that tip, man, another G-Funk artist from Long Beach, which is Nate Dogg. And Nate Dogg did a joint called Never Leave Me Alone. That was his lead single for his album. He was supposed to come out on Death Row. It never came out. It got shelved. And then his album came out many years later after Death Row kind of went under. So, I remember hearing this song first on Soul Train, which is Don Cornelius' dance show that they had back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, which doesn't exist anymore. But that was a good show, man. They had the Soul Train line where everybody would line up and people would dance. That was awesome, man. Soul Train was dope. So we're going to get into Never Leave Me Alone. This is Nate Dogg on Redbox Radio 95.9 FM. Hope you guys enjoy this one. This one's funky, man.
Try to hide my feelings, D.O.G.'s ain't supposed to feel like it. Call it what you want to, but I don't even know what this is. You got me singing in the morning. You bring me breakfast in my bed, and when it hurts, you rub my head. I'll ask you one time only, baby. When it's hectic, when I don't have a
leave me alone. There were times I didn't think I'd make it through. I went through so many phases that got me so many cases. Three strikes, you're gone. Then what you gonna do?
Snitched on me, and the judge just sentenced me to do about a century. I'm mobbing through the county main line back in 9500, just trying to handle mine. Spitting game at the homies about the good old days as we try to pass time, waiting for the chain to Chino. I see no reason to cry, but I miss my baby boo and my niggas playing too. It's true that the dirt I did, from an OG to a snotty nose kid, got me caught up in the rapture like May's days gone by, and real G's gon' cry. But I try to walk the yard with my head to the sky and hold my baby boy, fucking niggas on the outside. But what's the chance that it ain't cracking? If I was out and she was in, I'd probably be maggot. I can't lie, so I say I would. Now my girl in the world a player hood, a player should show a nigga love and look out. But the niggas I know will probably turn your ass out. So keep away, better yet stay away, and hope I get out one day. Okay, but if I don't, I guess this is home. My girl is tripping, she got a block on the phone.
Hold on a sec. All right. So that was Never Leave Me Alone by Nate Dogg and, or the late great Nate Dogg, I should say. Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. And Snoop Dogg is on that joint as well, man. That was brought back a lot of memories, that song, man. Sadly, the album didn't come out. That was supposed to come out. So we're going to get into, so Mr. Curtis Jackson, you know what I'm talking about? Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. And this is the first song that popped in my head was If I Can't. I love this beat, man. This is Dr. Dre produced joint, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is. And off of Get Rich or Die Trying, man. This is the mega smash. I mean, remember when this album came out, Get Rich or Die Trying? It was an atomic bomb, man. Set it off with In the Club, P.I.M.P. I was in 2003, man. What were you doing in 2003?
Running trouble.
You were studying. You were in school. I was outside macking the girls. No, I'm just kidding, man. I was out DJing, enjoying life. So we're going to get into a joint off this album called If I Can't. This is one of my favorite joints off the album. Let's do it. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Spring a mint kick.
Whoa, hold on a second here. I got too many things playing all at once. There we go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby. Baby.
I pop pressure to pussy to stunt and I pop. Stand yeah. above, squeezing my pistol. I'm sure that I got it. I beat a pipe and pick peppers and run rock rhymes. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nines. Yeah. Tell niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. Woo. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk after being hit by the pump. Is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about. Gangsta, you can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'm down for the action. He's smart with his mouth to smack. Woo. You hold your strap, you might come back, so yeah. clap. React like a gangster, die like a gangster for acting. Cause you'll be hitting homicide to be asking what happened.
No, no. Look who prepping with the fo-fo. Sitting on low, bro.
Uh-huh.
East side, west side, niggas
know. Yo, I'm low, go. Even yeah. my mama saying something really wrong with my brain. Niggas don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain.
G-Unit,
yeah.
we get it popping in the hood. G-Unit,
yeah.
motherfucker, what's good? I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. Uh-huh. I had to sip it to my jack. I blow them off the map with the Mac. Thinking it's all rap. Till that ass get clapped and Doc say it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't been how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead, act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines.
Uh-huh.
Get locked up to read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is ups and downs, so I stay on their grind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie, this ain't mine. I play the music loud, so grandpa called me a nuisance. And grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents. I'm the dropout, I made more money than his teachers. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am, you can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it.
Fuck if it. I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
Uh-huh. I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath, Shady.
Yes, sir, Mr. 50 Cent, man. When he came out on the scene, I remember he had his mixtapes. He was kind of like the innovator of the whole mixtape game, like doing like freestyles and verses over like popular beats. And then he kind of started the whole mixtape circuit, and then Eminem found him. Eminem discovered him pretty much, so that was a really great thing. But all right, moving right along to the my favorite MC of all time, KRS-One, the Blastmaster. He's got a plethora of albums. He put out